And we're moving to the next topic, which is accessibility. I have the next speaker, Alexandre, and he will tell us how to develop accessible Xamarin applications. Alexandre?
Hello. Thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure sharing my knowledge about not only Xamarin, but also accessibility. That is a so important topic, almost forgotten by the developers during the process of creating and publishing the apps. So I really wish that all that are watching us think about it during the development process. I start share my screen. Now you can see. Oh, all right. So developing awesome accessible apps. Here are my social networks details. Everything with Migulation, that is my nickname. You can reach me on Twitter, on YouTube, on GitHub. Okay, let's talk a little about accessibility. Let's put everything, everyone on the same page so we can talk about the same thing. I know that we have a lot of academic definitions for accessibility, but in my opinion, it's completely related to experience. So an accessible app, an accessible product, and an accessible service is something that offers the same experience for all kind of users, independent of its abilities, their abilities, and overcoming physical, sensorial, and cognitive barriers. So when you develop a product that can be used by a visually impaired person, that it can be used by a deaf person, can be used by something, someone on a wheelchair, you are thinking about accessibility. You are thinking that everyone has the right to use your product and your service. And doing that is not only a social thing, but it's also business. I read about almost 1 billion people in the world has any kind of disability. So it's a very huge public. It's a public that wants to consume products and services, and it's a business strategy to attend this kind of person. And people with disabilities are supported by assistive technologies. Assistive technologies are any kind of hardware or software that helps that person to overcome some barrier. So talking about visual impaired people, we can use screen readers. That is something that I am using right now to read all the text on the screen. We can use magnifiers so we can amplify the screen. I can apply zoom on the screen so I can read it better. We have color schemas. We have person that has color blindness or has any kind of problems with the different contrasts, so it's something that you have to have in mind. And other disabilities has other technologies to support them, like joystick, like special mouse. We have the eye movement mouse, for example. We have a lot of different technologies to help them. So it's using this kind of technology that it's possible, for example, to a blind person like me, develop awesome apps using Xamarin. About the process of developing the accessible apps, how do we do that? When we talk about accessible apps, we have to have in mind that our assistive technologies are based on some protocols that your app should be should follow. So, for example, related to controls, what makes a control accessible? A control has to send to the assistive technology at least these four information: that it's the name or the identifier of the control, so the user can know what you're talking about. This text field is to put my phone number, is to put my social security number, is to put my name, what I have to introduce in this control. This checkbox is related to what? To if I agree with this contract, or this checkbox is related to receiving advertisement about your products. I need to know what you're talking about. I need to know the role or the treat of this control. Is that a checkbox that has the ability to be checked or unchecked? It's a text field, so I can introduce information on it. I can type information on it. It's a radio button, so I know that I have different choices and I can choose just one. It's a button that I need to tap to access some new feature. What is this? The third information is the state. Is this control enabled? Is this control disabled? Is this control checked, unchecked? Is this control is the app in a waiting state? So I need to know the state of that control. And last but not least, the value. What is the text introduced into the text field? What is the value of a spinner? What is the value of a slider? I need to know the value that I am inputting so I make sure I am doing the right thing on that control. And as we are talking about Xamarin and Xamarin developed awesome native apps, I have here in this slide, if you want to take a screenshot, the links for the Google's and Apple's documentations related to accessibility. Microsoft has a lot of information about that too, not only related to Xamarin, but related to Windows and other Microsoft products. But I put here the two, because as cross-platform developers, it's good to know what the platform said suggestions as good practice for accessibility. Now, what about Xamarin Forms? How can we implement accessibility inside our Xamarin Forms apps? We have a group of attached properties that is automation properties that help us give to the assistive technologies more context about our app and about our controls. So, if we are using native controls, if we are using labels, entry, buttons, checkbox, all of these controls have good accessibility and send all kind of information to the assistive technology. But when we are using custom controls, when we are creating very different and stylish interface, sometimes you need to send more context to the assistive technology, and we do that using the automation properties. So the name is the identifier, is what is this control is doing. It's I am using an image as a button. I am using a box view as a container for something. Is that is using automation properties.name that we send to the user the information related to identifying this control. Help text is a hint to the user how they should interact with this control. They should double tap to activate. They should swipe up and down to choose a value. They should drag and drop this item. It's something that you can send more context to the user so they can do something. Usually the identifier is a substantive, so I say what is this control for, and in hint I put a sentence, a small, very small sentence, usually in an imperative mode, so I tell the user what they should do to use this control. We have the labeled by, that's how I can link two controls, one for a label and another for the control, and use this label as the identifier of my control. For example, usually on a user interface, I have a checkbox and a label beside it. So usually what we do is mark the label, so in the checkbox, I put automation properties dot labeled by, referencing that label, so when the user focuses on the checkbox, it reads the label for me, and with that I know what this checkbox is made for. And the most important, one of the most important ones, is the easy accessible tree. What this flag do, as it's a boolean, is that it tells to the assistive technology if it should take care or not of this control. So I can use this property to show or hide some information from the assistive technology. Usually, in some apps, to make it beautiful, awesome, really shining, we put a lot of images on the user interface. But sometimes these images are only decorative. So as it don't have any kind of functionality, it's a good practice to hide it from the user. So when the user is navigating on the interface, I can show them that I can hide it from them, and they can go straight forward to the controls that are important to use it. By the way, on Android, this property is called important for accessibility. So it's a good property to use, and we will have demos about it. And we have other properties too. We have the tab index, so we can change the way that the navigation is done inside the screen. Information is, for example, as a visual impaired person, when I am using my smartphone, I don't I have the option to explore the screen, touching on the screen and exploring with my finger, but usually it's faster and more accurate to navigate on the screen using swipe gestures. So swiping left brings me to the previous item, and swiping right moves me to the next item. So usually I go from the top to the bottom, swiping right, reading what is the each element, interacting with it, going forward until reach the end of the screen and finish my activity. So tab index help us to make this navigation less painful, making that the most important controls are focused first, independent of how they are displayed on the screen. And we have named fonts on the device class that can be used as dynamic resources, and it's great to respect the platform font sizes. Usually people with low vision change the device font size to a bigger size, and using these named fonts on the device class help us to respect this configuration and have your app adapted to these changes. So let's go to a demo. I will change the screen sharing. Sorry, Teams is not letting me share the screen. Can you see my screen?
Impraise. Double tap to open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now it's the phone.
Muon Vader. One new item. Location control. Calculate camera, flashlight, desktop theater, button. Use 3D touch to show more control.
I don't know what happened, but unfortunately, my screen reader can't read the Teams screen. No, is that now I need to really to share the screen calls. I would like to show some code, but.
I think now I got it.
Microsoft. All right. So just and don't be afraid, but you also will listen to my audio.
Edge, Copa Airlines. Double tap to open. Use 3D.
Right. So it's as I use my phone. So for example,
Xamarin Bookshelf. Mobile.
An app I created.
Xamarin Bookshelf. My books. Tab. One. Library. Tab. 2 of 2. Back. Back button. Back. Xamarin Forms. Xamarin Blueprints. Image. Xamarin Forms. Image. Xamarin Forms Project. Xamarin.
The idea of this app, it's an app to so I can register the books I am reading or the books I want to read. It's because let's show
Xamarin Bookshelf. Watch. Pay. Telegram. Paid. Residential. Any. Paid. Cabecera.
Why Cabecera. Is so important to create accessible apps?
Heading. Purple. Tab. Not if. Explorer. Tab.
It's an app with the same objective, and I want to search for a book, for example.
Descubra NASA. Busker Pati Chulo OU Auto. Search. Delete.
And I will search for Xamarin.
Caps. 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 Delete. Cap X. Pesquisa selected.
So.
Mochilero. Implementing selected. Implementing Donne.
Oh, I get I would search. It's searching for the book.
Cadastro libro. Resultado neo encontrado.
And it's reading to me, but when I search for a book, it's hard just to find. But okay, let's return to
Rappi. My app. Page 6 of 8. Center of page. Positivo. Page. Xamarin. Bookshelf. Mobile.
And go to Visual Studio.
Xamarin. Bookshelf.
Microsoft.
Mobile. Xamarin. Text field.
Microsoft.
Double tap to edit.
That screen that I showed that has a list of books is
top blank. Open up. Top. Book. Book. Book.
Book. Search. Page. Dot. XAML. Why it's too slow today? Okay, the secret on this this page, I will focus straight on the... we can notice that it's an image that the search is I am getting from the binding, so the thumbnail URL. And here, I am using selected with the title of the book. So it's why that image on the list are accessible. So I use it the automation properties to make the image accessible. It's a good example of that. Another place where in this app I use it, this was on the
top blank.
As it's an image button and I don't want to show a text on it, I use it automation properties name to make it available for the accessible technology. And it's working completely, so it's very accessible. Let's show again the app.
Selected. Library.
So we can show
Xamarin Blueprint. Xamarin 4. Xamarin. Image. Xamarin 4X cross-platform application development. Image. Loading. Ellipsis.
By the way, Xamarin mobile activity indicator. I also put in an automation property name on that, so I can notice that when it's loading.
My book. One. Rate. Published. Pack. Xamarin Writery, add to my library.
So,
button. One. Xamarin Mo, published, pack, Xamarin, write a review, add to my library. Alert. Select a bookshelf.
As I am using all the native APIs using Xamarin, for example, I have the access
I want
to
read.
The
button.
Action
I'm
sheet.
Reading. Okay, alert. Success. Book added to your bookshelf successfully. Okay. Publish, pack, Xamarin for write a review, button. Can text field. Send review, button.
So I have all the access to it. It's incredible how it is easy to make things accessible with Xamarin Forms. And although we are using controls, native controls that are part of each platform, Microsoft and the Xamarin team has a huge impact making all the controls accessible. I am part of a board that discuss monthly accessibility on Xamarin Forms. If you go to the Xamarin Forms GitHub, you'll notice now that there is a project for accessibility work on the forums with that group, all the issues, and the team is really, really working hard, pushing hard to have each version more accessible than the other. James, that created the checkbox is completely accessible. It's a control that is not native on iOS, but the team took care to make it accessible. So after watching Chuji's session, we don't have any excuse to not make your apps accessible from now. Thank you, Pepo.
Right. Thank you very much, Alexandra. That was absolutely amazing talk on how to build Xamarin accessible applications. And we're at time, so we're heading back to James, and he will introduce our next speakers.